Welcome to The Notion of You. I'm Tasha Jones, storyteller, guide. And today, your gentle reminder that you don't have to push through this moment to be worthy of rest. Before we talk about systems or tools or clarity, I want you to pause with me wherever you are right now, in the car, folding laundry, sitting on the edge of your bed, scrolling because your nervous system doesn't know what else to do. Just take a breath. Not a forced one, not a do it right one. Just notice your breath. Let your shoulders soften, even a fraction. Let your jaw unclench. You are safe here. I want you to treat this podcast like two friends walking together. No fixing, no performing, no keeping up, just presence. If you've been carrying a quiet heaviness, this space is for you. And if your mind already feels like it's racing ahead, thinking about what you should be doing next, gently remind yourself that this time is for you. Today's episode is for the woman whose mind feels like 47 open tabs. The woman who keeps trying to organize her way out of exhaustion. The woman who feels scattered, not because she's failing, but because she's holding too much without support. Today, I'm walking you through the exact calm system I created for myself when everything felt like too much. The Scattered to Steady workbook. It's not about productivity. This is about safety, trust, and about coming home to yourself. I want to start with a moment I remember so clearly it still lives in my body. It was one of those mornings where nothing was technically wrong, everything felt off. I had planned the day the night before, all my blocks of time, clear intentions, lists that made sense of all the things I was going to get done. But then I woke up and my chest felt tight. My breaths were short. My stomach was clenched. My thoughts were already racing, and my feet hadn't even hit the floor yet. It was a struggle to drag myself out of bed. And I felt behind before the day had even started. I tried to push through it. I told myself I just needed to focus. I just needed to do more. That if I could just get organized, I'd feel better. So I opened my planner and then checked my phone and then opened my laptop. And suddenly it was a million tabs that were open everywhere. Notes, half-started lists, unfinished ideas. My nervous system was overwhelmed. And I was trying to push myself to perform anyway. By mid-morning, I had had enough. The decision fatigue was so high. Everything felt heavy. But here's the part I think a lot of women don't talk about. I didn't feel lazy. I felt unsafe. My body and my brain weren't resisting because I didn't want to do the work. It was resisting because I didn't trust the pace I was forcing it to move at. And that was a turning point for me. Not when I found a better planner, although I love my planners. Not when I downloaded another app. But when I realized this truth, I didn't need more discipline. I needed a container that felt safe enough to hold everything I was carrying. And that's what changed everything for me. Because being scattered isn't a character flaw. It's a nervous system signal. It's what happens when your mind has been in charge for too long without support from your body. It's what happens when you've been living in survival mode, managing, coping, performing without a space to land. And I know so many of you listening live in this space too. Because you've told me you're doing what you should do, living someone else's version of a good life while numbing, avoiding, overthinking, feeling disconnected from your body, disconnected from God, disconnected from yourself, all the while still telling yourself you should be able to handle it. That is who this system is for. Let's slow this down, because this is where most women miss what's actually happening. When you say, "I feel scattered," what you're often really saying is, "I don't feel safe inside my own system anymore." And I want to be really clear here. Scattered is not about how many things you have going on. It's not about poor time management. It's not a discipline problem. Scattered is what happens when a woman has been living in response mode for too long, responding to other people's needs, expectation, responding to urgency and the noise of life. Instead of living from internal leadership, your nervous system was never meant to hold everything by itself. And yet that is what so many women are doing. You're holding the invisible labor, the emotional tracking, the remembering, the anticipating, the planning, the regulating for everyone else. Meanwhile, you're judging yourself for feeling overwhelmed. So before we talk about systems, I want to shift a belief. You are not scattered because something is wrong with you. You are scattered because your life outgrew the containers you were using to hold it. That's it. And once you see this, everything changes. Because the solution isn't more pressure, it's containment. Most productivity systems fail women like you because they start in the wrong place. You start with output. You start with do more, plan better, optimize, maximize. But if your nervous system is dysregulated, no system, no matter how good it is, will stick. You might feel motivated to use it for a day or a week, but eventually your body revolts. It feels heavy, foggy, resistant, disconnected. And then you throw in the towel and think, see, I can't even stick to this. But the truth of the matter is the system never met you where you are. And that's where the scattered to steady process starts somewhere else entirely. It starts with safety, because safety is what allows clarity to emerge, not force, not discipline, not willpower. Safety. So before I walk you through these steps, I want to name three different states that I see women cycling through. Because when you can locate where you are, you stop making it mean something about you. So state one is survival. And this is probably where most of you are and where most women find me. You're functioning, you're getting things done, but your body feels like it's always bracing. It's tight. Your mind is loud. You're constantly scanning for what needs attention next. You're not lazy here. You're vigilant, on guard. And that is exhausting. State two is scattered. Scattered is what happens when survival goes on for too long. Your nervous system is tired from being on high alert. So things start slipping. You forget what you walked into the room for. Raise your hand if you've been there. We think we all have. You procrastinate, not because you don't care, but because you care too much. You feel disorganized, even when you're trying your very best. And this is where shame will creep in, because on the outside, it looks like you should be able to handle this. But on the inside, something just feels fractured. And state three is steady. Steadiness doesn't mean calm all the time. It's anchored presence. It's knowing where things lived. It's trusting that nothing essential will be lost. It's feeling supported by your systems instead of policed by them. And this is where self-trust starts to rebuild. The scattered to steady workbook is designed to move you from state two of scattered into state three, steady, gently. Not by fixing you, you don't need fixing, but by supporting you through guidance. So step one in this process is getting out everything you're holding. Your nervous system needs to be unburdened first. And this step is deceptively simple, but it's extremely important. Because most women never actually empty their internal, their mental load. You try and prioritize while still carrying everything. And your nervous system just can't function that way. When your brain is holding too much, it stays in protection mode. So the first thing we do is create external containment. So the everything I'm holding page is a full permission slip to unload everything in your brain. And I mean everything. Not just tasks, but the mental tabs you're keeping open, those conversations you're replaying, the decisions you're avoiding, the things you're responsible for, but no one else sees. And this is where the emotions tend to creep in, because for maybe the first time, you will see how much you've been holding on to alone. So here's the reframe I want you to take in. Nothing on this page means you're failing. It just means you're human. But when you get it all out, written down, your nervous system can finally exhale and relax because it's no longer responsible for remembering everything. And this is where safety begins. Step two is sorting. gently. Your intuition needs a little bit of structure to speak clearly. So once everything is out, we move into sorting, but probably not in the way you've been taught. This is not about urgency. This is not about what I should be doing. It's about resonance. We ask a different question. What actually matters right now? Right now. Not forever. Not in theory. Just right now. Because this is where you give your intuition the chance to come back online. Because it doesn't speak in chaos. It speaks in quiet. So we narrow the field, we reduce the noise, and then I want you to check in with your body. What tightens you? What softens you? What brings relief? Because this is how self-trust is rebuilt. Not by making perfect choices, but by listening and responding to your internal cues. At this point, you may realize that the decisions you've been making were actually out of fear instead of truth, from obligation instead of alignment. But once you start to feel the difference in your body, you won't unsee it. And step three is regulation before you take action. Because this is where your body needs support before it can execute. And this is where the scattered to steady system breaks away from a traditional productivity system. Before you act on your priority, we're going to ask one more question. And that is, how can I support my nervous system around this? Because effort without regulation leads to burnout. So we choose to build in support. That might look like pairing a task with the grounding rituals, or using your essential oils to signal safety, or breaking things down smaller than you think you need, allowing yourself to rest without guilt. This step teaches your body something new. You don't have to push to be productive, that you're allowed to be supported. And that belief shift will change it all. Because once your body trusts you, the follow-through becomes natural, not forced. Self-trust isn't confidence. It's the consistency between what you feel and how you respond. And every time you listen to yourself and honor it, that trust grows. But every time you override yourself, you erode that trust. The Scattered to Steady workbook creates a feedback loop of trust. So you can notice how you respond, feel your body feel safer, clarity will increase, and with time, scattered can stop being your baseline. Not because life got easier, but because you support yourself better inside it. So here is that truth. Scattered to steady is the foundation, and return to wholeness is the continuation of the journey. Because once you're steady to hear yourself again, the deep work becomes possible. Finding your identity, hearing your desires, feeling that spiritual reconnection, healing. Return to wholeness gives you ongoing support for that remembering. The coaching, the oil blends, the journaling, the nervous system resets. It's not about becoming someone new. It's about returning to who you've always been. But you can't access that part of you when you're scattered. So that's why we start here, with safety, structure, and support. Let's do a mini version of this right now together. If you can, grab a notebook or open up a spot on your phone to write. Or if you've already got the workbook, go ahead and open it up. But if you're in a place where you can't write, just listen and imagine. The first question is, what are you holding right now? Not just the tasks, but what are you carrying emotionally? What decisions are sitting in the background? What responsibilities feel heavy? Just let it all come out. No filter. When you're done writing, I want you to pause. Take a breath. Look at what you wrote and ask yourself this. If I could only tend to one thing this week, what would bring the most steadiness? This is not what would impress something else, but what would support you? Circle that item that you wrote down. Now ask one more question. What does my nervous system need around this? It could be more rest, more structure, more softness, more containment. And this is the work. This is what we do inside the Scattered to Steady workbook. Here's what I want you to understand. Scattered to Steady is the point of entry. It's the system that gives you a safe container again for your life. But return to wholeness is the journey that follows. Because once you feel steady, deeper questions will come up. Who am I really? What do I need? What have I been ignoring? What does my body know that my mind has overridden? Return to wholeness is not a mindset tool. It's a support system. It's self-trust coaching, essential oil blends for you to use, journaling, nervous system resets, things you can integrate into your daily life. It's for the woman whose soul is tired, who feels very deeply but doesn't feel supported, who has been surviving instead of living. It's for the woman who needs to remember herself. Because here's the belief shift I want to leave you with. You are not broken. You are not behind. You are not too much. You are a woman who has been carrying too much alone. And support changes everything. If there's one thing I want you to take away from today, it's this. You're not scattered because you're failing. You're scattered because you're carrying too much without a container. Steadiness is available to you. You don't have to earn it. Your next step is simple. Download the free workbook and just start with the first section. Let yourself feel the relief of not having to hold everything in your head anymore. If something shifts for you with this, Send me a message. Tell me what you noticed. Tell me what you're choosing to focus on. Next week, we'll go deeper into daily rituals that help keep you coming back to yourself, even when life is loud. Until then, breathe. You're not alone, and you're already on your way home.